You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Let's show them what we got, guys.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Get out there in the ice and let them know you're there. Get that stick in his side. Let them know you're there. Yeah. Get that lumber in his teeth. Now let them know you're there.
Bleed all over him. Let them know you're there.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best
Next guest, Andrew Bench, is probably going to agree with me that hockey is indeed the best game. Andy Bench, former hockey player at San Francisco State University, currently a writer for the website The Hockey Writers. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dominic. Glad to be here.
All right. You're pretty much local, so we're based in San Francisco. We've got to start with the San Jose Sharks. They're 9-7-2. They started off so well. They've been relatively unimpressive since then. What's the deal with the Sharks?
They're kind of still looking for their identity right now, and it's kind of a situation where, you know, they, like you said, they started out good, and then they've fallen off a little bit lately, and honestly, it's a team that looks just the way they have, you know, the last few years. When they get, you know, they get to the end of the regular season, they'll make the playoffs, but do they have enough depth players to get the job done? And that's really where it's at right now. And you got to wonder if they need something just to shake this team up a little bit. You know, whether it's players or coaches, at some point things get stale and you kind of just need a little bit of a boost, and right now they're just kind of, don't want to say going through the motions, but every few games they just have one of those poor performances against some of the bad teams in the Eastern Conference, and that just, you know, these are points that they could easily put in the bank, and there's some sort of motivational problem going on right now. So,
all right, you said the team might need a spark. Is the canning of Coach Todd McClellan, could that be the spark that this team needs?
Well, I wrote about this the other day, and I think it's something that should seriously be looked at. He's been here 6 years, and for a team that he inherited a really good Sharks team back in 2008, 2009 was his first season behind the bench. And so he's had 6 years to get this team where they needed to go, and he hasn't gotten the job done. He's had great regular season records, but then again, just like I said, he inherited a really good team already. So what has he really done differently than his predecessor, Ron Wilson? When it comes to the playoffs, Ron Wilson went to or coached 9 series in 4 years, and McClellan's coached 11 series in 6 years. So, you know, when you do the math, it's has McClellan really been better than his predecessor? So I think at this time has come that they might need a shakeup behind the bench. We saw the LA Kings, when they won their first Stanley Cup, they had a coaching change in the middle of that season. So, you know, there's precedent for a coaching change to spark a team, you know, all the way to the Stanley Cup. So I like their core players, but I think maybe the message from the coaching staff has gone a bit stale.
All right. So, you know, this team is not getting any younger. You say McClellan has kind of kept them linear. They haven't really improved or anything. But, you know, is it time to rebuild with this team, or is this still a championship-caliber team like they have been the last few years?
If they acquire maybe one more defenseman, and that would probably allow them to move Brent Burns back to forward, where he was really good the last year and change when they originally moved him up to forward from defense. That was in the middle of the lockout shortened 2013 season when they moved him to forward. And they're still as good as anybody if they put together the right line combinations and get that one extra defenseman that they're missing right now, because while Burns has been good on offense, he's struggled in his defensive zone, and right now they're a little bit weak defensively. So if they can get a true defenseman to play instead of Burns and move Burns back up, Burns is actually drafted as a forward, so he's his actual hockey background is at the forward position. So you can kind of see the way he plays. He's more of a high risk, high reward type player, and that's you kind of want to put that guy in a forward position when you have defense to back him up in case he does make mistakes. And, you know, when that type of player plays defense, the puck ends up in the back of the net quite a bit. So They're still as good as anybody. I mean, Marlon and Thornton are really the two guys that are only significantly above 30. So they've got some young guys, and they can get it together. It's just, you know, whether or not they can finally find that right mix and right combination.
All right, let's step off the Sharks for a second here. We'll go to another team in the Western Conference that, you know, has all the talent. This is a championship caliber team, but they're struggling a little bit with the Chicago Blackhawks. You know, they're 9-7-1. They've won multiple championships the last, what, 5-6 years. What's up with the Blackhawks right now?
Well, the Central Division where the Blackhawks are is this year is without a doubt the strongest in the league and probably one of the strongest we've seen in quite a while. The teams last year that were the top were the Blues, the Blackhawks, and last year's division winner ended up actually being the Colorado Avalanche, who are at the bottom of the division right now. And you look at a team like the Minnesota Wild that's gotten a lot better the last few years. The Dallas Stars are in that division. They got some reinforcements this offseason. Pretty much every team in that division, the Nashville Predators this year are doing surprisingly well. That is a juggernaut division. There's, you know, all the teams in that division except for maybe Winnipeg. The Winnipeg Jets are probably the only team that's not really looking like they could really be a contender. But even them, they've actually gotten off to a decent start. So everyone in that division is really good. And I think Chicago playing so many games in the playoffs the last few years, I think kind of like the Kings, the regular season isn't as big of a deal. As long as they can find a way to get in at the end, I think they'll be fine. I just think it's a matter of, you know, you can't get up for every single game when you've played that many games. I think LeBron James has mentioned that in the NBA that, you know, there's certain games that you're not going to get up for all 82 when you've been playing that many games every year. So I think Chicago will be fine. They're still one of the best teams on paper in the league, so they should be all right.
All right, let's shift focus a little bit to the Eastern Conference. You know, you got the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're pretty much on fire right now, as hot as you can get. Are they still the favorites in the Eastern Conference, or are the Montreal Canadiens, you know, they've got the best record, most points in hockey, they started off hot, cooled off significantly. Carey Price, the keeper's not playing very well right now. Are the Penguins still the cream of the crop in the East?
Pittsburgh, the way they're playing, they've actually, their power play is as dominant as ever, and if Crosby can stay healthy, they're offensively they're as good as anybody. They're kind of similar, though, over the years in terms of the Sharks. When they won their Stanley Cup, they had really good bottom six players. They had Jordan Staal, who's now in Carolina, and Tyler Kennedy, who's now with the Sharks. Those are two key guys that they had when they won the Stanley Cup. So recent years, Pittsburgh struggled in the playoffs just because they've been a little bit more top-heavy than they were back when they won the Stanley Cup and went to the finals the year before. So Pittsburgh is, you know, always going to be one of those teams that will be either in the first. I mean, they'll always make the playoffs, and they'll probably win a round, maybe two. But in terms of overall depth, I kind of like teams like Montreal and Tampa Bay a little bit more. And just because of goaltending defensively, they have a little bit more of a rounded-out roster. Pittsburgh is going to look good on paper in the regular season, but I would go with Montreal, Tampa Bay, and Boston before I would take the Penguins.
We're speaking with Andrew Bench of the Hockey Writers. Check out that website. He's a very good writer, covers the San Jose Sharks primarily, but we're talking all hockey. Got about a minute or so left. Who's the MVP right now? We're almost a quarter of the way through the season. I think it's safe to start talking about it. Who are some of your MVP favorites?
So right now, I mean, like I was talking earlier, looking at Nashville, Philip Forsberg has been absolutely phenomenal. He's got 20 points already. He's a young player, hasn't really established himself at all till this season, but 20 points, 8 goals, he's a plus 19. And the most impressive part about his plus 19 is nobody else on the roster is even above plus 10. They have hit a couple forwards now, a couple of his teammates, both Ribeiro and James Neal are plus 10. But when you're plus 19 as a forward and none of your other teammates are anywhere close, I mean, usually forwards will play on the same line, and so they'll have the same plus-minus as a couple of their, you know, their line mates. But so the fact that he's so far and away number one, and Predators had, you know, gotten off to a pretty decent start. You know, they were in first place for a while. I think they're now in second behind St. Louis. But, yeah, Forsberg is one of those guys that one of those young guys that you got to look out for. And right now, given what he means to his team, you'd probably have to go with him for quarter mark MVP.
All right. Thank you, Andy Bench. That is going to wrap it up for a little hockey talk here on Sports Overnight America, weekend edition. Andy, I want to thank you once again for joining us. Anybody that is interested, check out thehockeywriters.com. Andrew Bench is his name. Andy, you're welcome back on the show anytime. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.